Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that's right, again from the Bronx here in New York City. And this podcast episode today, I believe, is going out the day after New Year's Day, so January 2nd. And I just wanted to put something out there for you all to aid you in the new year, you know, thinking about maybe all the different plans and things you want to embrace in order to help you to grow into the excellent human that you are called to be in and by Jesus Christ. Now, of course, there's all the different New Year's resolutions and etc., and maybe I should have put this out earlier, but I put forward this insight, this warning, this bit of encouragement from St. John of the Cross. And I'm going to read you a little bit of a long quote, but I think you will find it beneficial for what you are being called into as a Christian. And this quote I'm going to give you is from the first book, chapter 9, paragraph 4 of The Ascent of Mount Carmel. St. John of the Cross writes, quote, "The ignorance of some is extremely lamentable. They burden themselves with extraordinary penances and many other exercises, thinking these are sufficient to attain union with divine wisdom. But such practices are insufficient if these souls do not diligently drive to deny their appetites. If they would attempt to devote half of that energy to the renunciation of their desires, they would profit more in a month than in years with all of these other exercises. As the tilling of a soil is necessary for its fruitfulness, untilled soil produces only weeds. Mortification of the appetites is necessary for one's spiritual fruitfulness. I venture to say that without this mortification, all that is done for the sake of advancement is perfection, and in knowledge of God and of oneself is no more profitable than seeds sown on uncultivated ground. Accordingly, darkness and coarseness will always be with a soul until its appetites are extinguished. The appetites are like a cataract on the eye or specks of dust in it. Until removed, they obstruct vision." End quote. Now, that was pretty beefy. There's a lot there. That's why I gave you the location of it. Book 1, Chapter 9, Paragraph 4 of The Ascent of Mount Carmel. I wrote an article back in end of October into November on John of the Cross and appetites. I will remember to put a link down below in the message section of this podcast. But we are called, and I firmly feel confident in saying this, all saints remind us the need and the necessity for self-knowledge and this mortification of our appetites. A, understanding what your appetites are, where are these little things that cause you to become distracted from your relationship with God and keep your eyes from keeping them looking upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, these little appetites, sometimes called attachments, can become like our little idols, can bring us into idolatry, and etc. What are those things that you need to die to within yourself? You know, and this may not be a fun penance, but one of the things I've heard for years now, even before I entered the order, people striving to grow in their spiritual life and etc. in relationship to their love for Jesus Christ. That means, my brothers and sisters, you got to take a hard look at yourself. So as the days unfold, even though you may not quote unquote done this in preparation for the new year, look hard at yourself and be honest and ask the Holy Spirit in the flames of his love to offer you some clarity in relationship to what are those little foibles, what are those little appetites that you got to be working on this year. And then act on them in little ways in order to get yourself in a place by God's grace, hopefully revealing these things to you, to be able to grow into deeper union. In a couple of weeks, we'll be in the Lent season, beginning of March. You know, I put this forward in a little bit of a firm way because you can't be afraid to name what you are hungry for. If you can put a name to it, you bring it into the very light of Christ, you can understand it better, and in that light, strive by the very grace of God to overcome it through mortification. Now, that doesn't mean just, I'm going to do extra rosaries and all these sort of things that we can use as a means, as good, as holy, as nice as the rosary and other devotions are, but if used with an ill intent in our hearts, can just be a means of distracting us from these deeper places that the Lord is calling us to. So my brothers and sisters, as we begin this new year, journeying to grow deeper into our relationship with Christ, to grow into deeper union with Him, let us be not afraid, let us look at ourselves and see what are the things within us that we need to die to, so by the very grace of God, won for us through Jesus Christ, given over to us in the Holy Spirit, can help us to continue to grow in that great life that He has given us. As St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Colossians, we can put on Christ and grow in those great fruits that the Spirit provides. So be not afraid. Take some time, look at yourself, and ask the Lord to expose these things that might be hidden in some of the deeper recesses of your heart. For you know in that moment, the Lord will not abandon you. For He is with us along the way as He is preparing a room for us in the kingdom of the Father. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if there's a little like button, click that like button too. Also, if you want more of my content, you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, you can find blog posts, links to my Catholic Stand articles, videos from YouTube. You can also find a variety of pictures from travels around the world, or you can email me through the contact page, or if you're discerning a vocation, click on that vocation tab. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you again for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.